Okay, I can see myself. That means we are on and live. So can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Burt?
Here.
Kepler? Peters? Rafferty?
Present.
Stoltenberg?
Wendland?
Here. Okay, minutes from the last meeting, if we would, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of June 15th, 2016.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting, June 15th, 2016. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So again, good evening and welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for July 20th, hard to believe already, 2016. We are a recommending body that look at various matters relative to zoning and land use. If you are here, and I see a number of you in the audience tonight, and have input on a particular case, there's a podium back there to my right and to your left, and at the appropriate time I will seek the input from those of you in the audience with particular feedback on a particular case. So with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, the first case we have before us is rezoning and a land use amendment for this parcel here, which is Creek Ridge Estates second edition, and it's lot number one. The proposal, well, essentially you come 39th Street and go down Creek Hill Drive to arrive at that area, and then you have State Street right here. This is the 100-year flood boundary in the blue for the creek. These are the land uses right now. The beige color here is for the multifamily high-density residential. The red is commercial. The proposal is to go from what is already R5 right here to go to C3 as it is down and throughout most of this area here in red. This is what the preliminary plat looked like at the time. This is, I believe, platted as Creek Hill North. And the area petitioner's lot is right here. The lot he is wishing to rezone is the one that is adjacent, and he would seek access coming down Creek Hill Drive to gain entry into this lot if he were successful in obtaining the rezoning and land use change. This is the proposed site plan, the last one submitted for this area. It shows it as multifamily residences with three different units, and then the parking out front. You have the pool and clubhouse over here, and then Creek Hill Drive would be that means of entry. This is what the Planning and Zoning Commission looked at last time. This has been approved as a final plat before City Council. The lot we are looking at is this one right here for the proposed land use amendment and rezoning. Staff, in looking at this proposal, would not support and would move that the Planning and Zoning Commission deny the request for the land use amendment as well as the rezoning because of the commingling of two distinct uses. As has been the case, these areas have been kept separated. Essentially, there's been a defining line between what residential lies behind the commercial running up and down State Street, and we see that as something that has to be maintained so that there aren't certain externalities from the storage of items here that may bleed into certain residential, especially high intense residential areas here. And given that, we cannot support the petitioner's two requests. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission? I have one, Greg. Back on your earlier slide from a previous site plan that had submitted, it looked like it was 2006, so not quite 10 years ago. So there was at that time anticipated or some kind of plan to look at continuing the multifamily there with three more buildings?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
And for some reason that just never developed?
The owner of the property passed away. And along with him, I think the conveyance of the property went to the condominium association, I believe, or was sold to them. And now we have the condominium association wanting to convey or sell that property to the petitioner. They already haven't done so.
Okay. Any questions by the commission?
I have a comment. It seems to me this is opposite of what we usually face. We usually face homeowners coming in and objecting to this type of a proposal. And in this situation, we have the association that replatted this property so they can sell off the lot. And I'm not inclined to approve the rezoning or the land use amendment to a commercial use unless there was some compelling reason why it had to be done. I think at the time that we approved the replat last month, I think it was, is that right? I felt, although I don't think I articulated it, that the association would probably regret doing that someday, because if they sell off that land, then they're going to lose control over what gets put on it in terms of a residential structure. But that's their choice. But I just don't see any, I agree, I guess, with the city's recommendation. I think this is a dangerous proposition, and I don't see the need to allow a commercial creep into what's a residential zoning classification.
Anyone else in the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I'd have to say I agree with Mr. Burt. I don't understand why the owners of those residential areas on either side, not just the people that on the north side of Creek Hill Drive, but also on the west side there, why they would be amenable to having a commercial district in their backyard. I mean, there's I think this is probably unfortunate for that area, and it's going to open up all along, as Mr. Beck intimated, all along State Street, the same possibility. As the commercial areas become more vibrant, they're going to push into the residential area. You know, I'm not going to say that we never ever would do that, but I don't think it's warranted here.
Okay. Anyone else in the commission? Okay. Anyone in the audience would like to speak with regard to this case? Yes, sir.
I was here for the last meeting where we separated the lot. I'm not a member of the association that's selling off the lot. I'm a member of these original two condominiums that are across the street from where this is lot is. Those two are not, we're not party to selling off these lots for any other purpose. And from what I heard at the meeting last time from the original homeowners, they were trying to sell it off to reduce their tax burden. They just wanted to separate that lot out so it could be sold separately. They were not looking to sell it to a commercial. They knew there was commercial interest from Logan, but that wasn't their prime objective in trying to split that off. It was just to reduce what they were responsible for, because that was deeded to them from the previous owner that passed away as part of the whole association. It was one individual lot, and they separated it out so it could be sold off separately instead of being maintained. If you remember the conversation, that was the discussion at that point. It wasn't to sell it off to a commercial. It was just to separate it off to reduce their liabilities for that, being responsible for that property.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Mike Gallad. I do live in the Creek Ridge Estates condos, and I own my condo that I live in there. And I had something written down here I was going to say, but first I'll say, like he said, the reason I signed an agreement for selling the property is because of understanding that it still had to be rezoned before it could be used for anything other than residential. And I prefer it to stay residential. So I walk on that street every day when the weather's good. And I walk, and when the weather's not good, I walk around the condo complex. In either case, I walk right at that lot when leaving the building. And if the present country appeal of the area is going to be changed, I think it should be remain as condos or apartments. And the reason I moved to the area is because it's such a beautiful area. When you look off our deck, I've never seen a place that has as nice a scenery. And I when normally I go walking, I walk through Duck Creek on the Duck Creek Parkway and through Duck Creek, Devil's Glen Park. That's just got unmatched beauty. I've looked at a lot of other places. And presently, of course, you have to walk down Creek Hill Drive and down 39th Street and along State Street to get to the bike path. But it's nice to return home to a residential area. So I agree with what your finding is. I just still wanted to tell you that, even though you said that you weren't planning on allowing it to be rezoned.
Hey, thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Shane Seymour. I'm the branch manager at Logan, and I appreciate all the comments here. I've been working with the HOA of the Creek Ridge and the city of Bednorf for 15 months on this project, 15 months involved in this thing. And the biggest thing we want to convey is we want to be good neighbors. The reality is we are 50 feet right now from where we want to put more property back there. We don't want to use the whole property back there for expansion of our business. What I'm a little concerned about and confused about is why the city didn't contact me and ask me the questions. The first thing the gentleman at the table asked said was, we're going to use that road, the 39th Street back there. We have no plans on that to ever use that road. Not one thought about it, never been discussed about it. There'll be no roads back there using to get to that property at all. Because when we approached the HOA Creek Ridge, the first thing is, what do you folks need back here? This is what we need. We need extra property because we have no more property back. We have no more room in our property for the business. So how can we make this better for both you and I? And they said we need a green area, a green space. And as much as I appreciate the gentleman talking about, he likes a green space. If you plop up three more apartment buildings there, whatever kind of apartment buildings it might be, that green space is going away. It's going to go away one way or the other. As much as I don't like that either, I like to make it somewhere where we all benefit from it. So what do the folks at HOA need? They want a green space. Some place they can take their kids out and play. Some place they can take their dogs for a walk. Some place they need to get out of their condos and enjoy the outside environment. We are willing to partition part of that as an easement or whatever it might be so that HOA can enjoy that. We're not trying to come in here. We're just a bunch of farm boys from Iowa, too. We're not trying to come in here and take something over. So what the city of Bednorf said, what do we need to do? And Bill up at the city says, you need to get everyone's approval. Well, besides the gentleman right here, we got 65 out of 67 names that wanted this instead of a bunch of apartment buildings there. It was the city's telling me that what's most important to them is what the HOA had to say about that property. The HOA spoke, 65 out of 67 people did. We don't want more apartment buildings there. Now, I know that goes counter to what the city's planner wants to do, but that's the way it was portrayed to me, is what the HOA wants. They live there. Was paramount of importance to the city. Now that the HOA has spoken, the city's backing off that, saying, well, that's not what we want in the first place. So I'm confused by that a little bit. But in wrapping this up a little bit, I don't want to take all the time up here. That's all we want to be is good neighbors. That, how many acres it is, we're going to take roughly half of it. Other part of it's going to be an easement to the HOA to use as a green space. And the other thing, the question we had was, okay, the members, and not just the HOA board, but the entire homeowners up there, what else do you need? You're really crammed up here. Where do you park? Where do you store stuff? That's an issue too. So what we wanted to do on the north side of that was create a storage facility, and not some dumpy looking one, an attractive looking one that was affordable, that fit the needs of these folks that live here. That's part of being good neighbors. Part of being good neighbors in Bednorf, it's a good town, it's a great town. We all live there. We have to live together. But when the city comes up here and says things about our plans without contacting me, it upsets me. That's all I have to say.
Hey, thank you, Shane. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Scott Walker. I'm vice president of Creek Ridge Homeowners Association. And we met with Shane and Logan Brothers and discussed the plans at an owner's meeting that we had, and they kind of told us what they wanted, and we told them what we wanted. out of it. And as Shane mentioned, you can see from that picture, we are very cramped. So the original plans was for this one single area to be all of, you know, Creek Ridge Estates. The first two buildings were separated, to my understanding, and then now we have the four existing buildings that were built, and then the pool and clubhouse that the gentleman pointed out to everyone. And then the highlighted area here is actually not owned by the Homeowners Association. It's owned by the original investors, the LLC, so they're a separate legal entity from us. What we discussed with Logan Brothers and Shane that night was we definitely do want some green space. That's what we need. I mentioned to them, I think their intent is to take the first half of that and use that for their purposes. We don't want any traffic coming off of 39th Street onto Creek Hill Drive. We want that entire area to remain residential. They are open to that idea. Right now, they're wanting to all of their traffic to remain on State Street and then enter through the back area, and they would have more of a cold storage area. That's what was discussed at the Homeowners Association meeting. I mentioned to them a couple of things that I wanted to see. Now that this has been replatted, you can see the I think the red line there is extremely close to the pool and the clubhouse, and we don't have room for people to walk their dogs. So I don't know how many units are in the first two buildings, but I do know in the four buildings there's a total of 64 units there. So yes, we do have, you know, Devil's Glen Park, Duck Creek behind us, which is an excellent area. But to the front of that, we don't have a lot of parking. And to be honest with you, if the original plan went through and three more buildings got built in that space, then that's going to make it even tighter than what it is today. I think the Logan Brothers are open. They want to create some green space for us. They've mentioned how they want to partition this, make a natural tree boundary through here, you know, to kind of level this off so it doesn't look commercial as, you know, the people that live on the front as they're looking off of their decks. If you look at building four, which is the one extremely to the right, which is directly in front of the pool and clubhouse there, they're already very closely tied to the Logan facility, and they already see, you know, they see into their business right now. I guess my point of view is before there is a final decision made, I would like to see what the Logan Brothers, and along with Shane, what they want to see done before there is a final decision made. And we went through all of the homeowners, all 64 unit owners there. We had one person that declined. That gentleman is not here tonight. He lives in building four, and his concern was what would his view turn into. So right now he's got the pool in the clubhouse, the trees, the grassy area, and then the Logan facility there. So I guess my overall take on the entire situation is before we make any decision for or against, we need to know exactly what we're deciding. And I would like to see some finalized plans before we move forward. And once again, the replat, that orange box that is drawn there, is not part of the Homeowners Association. We only manage the 64 units in those four buildings. So I don't have total history of everything, but I've been here, I've lived there almost 3 years, so if there is any questions, I can hopefully fill you in. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? And maybe Christine's been looking it up here too. Something you said.
Yes, sir.
Just kind of tweaked a question there. So who is the fee owner of the property? I guess we had gotten the impression that it was the HOA or the condo association, and then I thought I heard you say it was the original investor. So,
right.
So who actually is the owner and the petitioner in this?
Connie Kasowitz, and I think she has one more partner as well.
Right. Connie Kasowitz is part of Creek Ridge LLC, They're a separate legal entity from the homeowners association. Correct. So even the four buildings that are existing now, plus the three proposed, and in the very beginning, the two buildings that are there, all of that was one single plat, if I'm using the right terminology. And then at some point in time, the two first buildings that were built got split off from the proposed seven. Then when Rod Verilek passed away, the LLC decided they were very close to finishing building four, and the decision was made that they didn't want to proceed with building three more buildings. So hopefully that's more clear. It is my understanding that the HOA does not have any financial interest in the lot there, that's owned by the LLC. And again, Connie is not here to answer those questions.
So our applicant, Greg, our applicant is not actually here.
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, Connie Katsowitz is not here tonight, and nor was she here the night of the replat.
And then just for clarity, too, the original discussion last month was that I thought the condo association was trying to reduce the space it had and its associated expenses and tax liability. So is this part of the condo association or not?
No, it's not. So my understanding is the original investors, the LLC, they own that piece of property. The comments that Doreen made about reducing our liability and expenses were directly in relation to the pool specifically. I believe if three more buildings are built that look like the original four, then we move into a higher category. Again, unfortunately, I don't know all of the details there, but I think there's a capacity once you reach, then you have additional insurance liabilities and requirements that you have to meet.
I think she was speaking of membership in the HOA, which pushed them up into higher membership dues.
Yes, that's the other point. Thank you, Shane. So the other point that Doreen made last time that she was here was, so the HOA manages the four existing buildings. Thanks to the replat, we know are not tied to that piece of land. So no matter what gets built there, we don't have to maintain any of those buildings as far as the upkeep, maintenance, any of that from our funds. It's completely separate. So we are now limited to the 64 units now that the replat has been done. So the topic of tonight is the replat's been done. Now we want to talk about rezoning. And I don't think that we've had enough discussion on what is going to go there in order to make a decision.
So at the last meeting, that was all one property. There's four properties and then three other, was a single lot.
Yes.
Discussion was to separate.
Correct.
So the discussion at the meeting was that the association did not want to maintain those empty three lots. If they were responsible, it sounded like at the meeting they were afraid they'd be responsible.
Yes. So
they were a single property.
So the legal documents had that all as one plat. So the HOA would be responsible for no matter what got built there. So the LLC wants to sell this piece of property. I don't know how familiar everyone is with this area. In my opinion, the apartments that are on 39th Street do not look as near as nice as the six condo buildings that you have there. So our concern was, yes, increased liability, increased financial and upkeep, and then also not having control of what is built there. And unfortunately, I didn't speak last time. I think Doreen covered everything, but hopefully I've helped clarify some things tonight.
If it matters, those two buildings that are separate, the first two buildings each have 12 units in it, so it's 24 units.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That helps fill in the picture a little bit. I guess it clarifies and changes a little bit what I thought we heard last time. Anyone else in the audience with regard to this case? Okay. Christine.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to give kind of a procedural overview for everybody in the audience, just so you're aware. If the commission does deny this request this evening and it goes forward to the city council, it would require a supermajority of the city council to then approve the rezoning request. So that is a higher burden than normal if this commission were to recommend denial. And if the city council in turn also denied the request, the property could not come back for a rezoning request for a three-year period to this same zoning classification. So just be aware of that. If there is some more back and forth that needs to happen, a site plan developed to present in conjunction with the rezoning request, it might be wise to withdraw the request, get your ducks in a row, and then resubmit the request rather than have it possibly turned down, and then you have that three-year waiting period. So just so you're aware of that.
But Christine, if the applicant isn't here, I don't think anybody in the audience has the power to withdraw the request, do they?
No. Well, if the folks in the audience could ask the commission to defer a decision tonight, if they'd like to have that conversation with the applicant.
I would like to formally request that we table this until we have more information on everything that's here. I don't think a decision has to be made tonight, and I think we don't have all the details here. And we don't have the site plans that the Logan brothers presented during our owners meeting. And that topic needs to be, all of those details need to be made in front of this board. So I recommend that we table this.
And obviously that's a decision for the board to make. So
sure,
they can approve, deny, or choose to table it this evening. They're just receiving input from the audience at this point.
Thank you.
Can you address why the applicant is not here? Do you know?
Shane, can you? I believe they live in Des Moines, so it's maybe a hardship.
Frankly, I believe she lives in Florida.
Okay.
She's in Florida for the summer. I talked to her via phone, via text, to be honest.
Okay.
Last year she was here all the time, and this got such a long process that they just did.
I mean, one of my problems with this, in addition to what I said earlier, is that you're telling us what you think is going to happen on the property, what might happen on the property, in return. But that's a site plan discussion, mm-hmm. And what we're talking about here is actually rezoning this property to a commercial use. Which, if we recommended that, I'm not saying we're going to. And the city council approved it, then it wouldn't matter what you said was going to happen on that property. You could put any commercial use on that property you wanted that fit the zoning classification that we approved. And so that's the danger that I think
I agree. So I guess from my understanding, it's actually Connie Katzowitz representing the LLC that made this recommendation, not the Logan brothers.
That's simply because she wants to sell it.
Absolutely. Anything else from me?
No, you. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Greg Youngberg, I am a owner at Creek Ridge, talking with Logan Brothers. I really think that they would be a good neighbor. My concern is, if residential does get built there, apartments, it can, in my mind, lower our property values. That is a big concern of mine. Like I said, again, working with the Logan brothers, I think they've got a decent plan. It unfortunately just hasn't been laid out to you folks.
Can you explain a little bit why you think further residential would reduce values versus commercial within a residential zone?
Well, we drive through that area every day where the apartments are at, and
the residential
There has been some, yes, issues. I guess we just don't want to see apartment complexes getting closer and closer. Right now we've got a buffer zone, but, you know, because nothing's been built yet. But it's our concern that if that does happen, obviously the buffer zone is going to go away and we're going to wind up with more rentals out there.
Or it could be condos. Or Greg, can we get a little flavor of the C3 and what kind of uses on a C3 would be available then?
You could store materials in there. It could be a contractor's yard. You could have a tire retreading operation. You could have a fuel oil storage as well. It's somewhat manufacturing oriented to some extent, like a dairy could be permitted in there. You could have an assembly type operation where the parts are prefab but they're assembled at that location. The one thing you can't have, and I know someone mentioned about storage units is not permitted in this district.
In a C3?
No, they're permitted in industrial districts I-1 through I-3, but they're not permitted in the C3. But almost anything you can imagine of a commercial intense use would be permitted.
Is this, just out of curiosity, would they be better off leaving it as R5 but asking for some sort of special use rather than seeking a rezoning?
And there's nothing in R5 that I think is being sought here for storage or anything of that nature. There's nothing there that would ever permit anything of that nature to occur.
Okay.
Comments from the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I have to say, going back to my original comments and Mr. Burt's original comments, I think this is the wrong idea for this space, no matter what kind of plot or site plan we get. I mean, the idea is that you're putting a commercial C3 inside a residential area. I don't think that's good planning. And I think you have to look at the precedent that's going to set for the rest of the community. And I would not defer this. I would just vote it down.
Anyone else in the commission? I would probably share that, and I understand and I hear what you're saying about the goal to manage the development of that and the need of the business to expand. I wish there were a better way to accommodate that in the current scenario, but it's the fundamental flaw that Paul's referring to, and that is putting commercial in a surrounded residential zone, which is an awful precedent to do and very problematic for other development. So I think for that fundamental reason, that's why this in my mind fails as well. And I would be inclined to decline at this point because I don't see a way around that fundamental flaw at this point. I think if we defer it to a site plan, which was one of the alternative methods to keep it going, so to speak, there is no workaround that makes a C3 surrounded by R5 palatable.
Exactly. Unfortunately, Logan's may have the best site plan in the world, but Logan's may decide that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, they don't like this lot, they want to sell it. It's a C3. You could have whatever C3 allows in that lot, and it's going to be right next to people that want to have a barbecue in their backyard. That's why we don't want to put this is, you know, what you're asking us to do is let's just zone it C3 so Logan can be there, which sounds reasonable, but it's not the right thing for us to do.
I don't agree. Okay. We have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we deny the case 16-053, the land use amendment for Lot 2 Creek Ridge Estates.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to deny case 16053. Any discussion on the motion? I guess back to Christine's comments that the avenue for review by the City Council is still open and available subject to the supermajority. So if, and we are a recommending body to the city council, so that avenue is available. And I would encourage that from a procedural standpoint as your next opportunity. Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes to deny case 16053. Greg?
Mr. Chairman, the next case we have before us is Morrell's Edition, and it's located basically Monk's Road is over in this direction. You've got North Street right here, and this is Park Avenue. The area we're looking at is this plot of record right now, which is lot 10 out of the Russell J. Williams Edition. Petitioner wants to split the lot so that they can parse that off, and then they'll have the ability to place a home on lot number one, or what will be proposed as lot number one of Morrell's Edition. Staff reviewing this particular proposal recommends approval. The conditions, with the conditions listed in the report, I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case?
Mr. Chairman, I just do have one question. Will the two lots that are created be comparable? I think they will be, to the other lots in the area.
They meet the code for 15,000 square feet in an A2 district, and that's all they have to do.
Okay.
Anyone else? No one in the audience with regard to this? Okay, we have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 16055, Morrell's First Edition, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 16055, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That approves or passes. Greg, back to 16053. We also had 16054. Does that die as a result of 16054?
You wouldn't be able to proceed technically with the rezoning if the land use change was not present to facilitate it. So procedurally, it's just sort of moot, I guess.
Concur. Okay. Just want to make sure we weren't leaving something on the table there. Okay. Commission updates.
We had Haley Heights, fourth edition, public hearing and first reading last night, city council meeting, and it proceeded through the process. It will go now on to the second and third readings next month. The access issue that was discussed at that particular meeting, the cul-de-sac, was what was determined to be the by the city council the preferred means of street construction, so that the street will not connect to Middle Road. They're trying to cordon that area off from the commercial lot that is to the south and east of the development. Old Hunter Woods and Creek Ridge Estates second edition were both approved at the first meeting of the month of the city council, so those have gone through, and those, that's simply pretty much it right there in terms of the proceedings that were conducted last month.
Okay,
that have gone before city council.
All right, anything else for the good of the order? Make a motion then that we adjourn. Okay, we're done.
Thank you.
Thanks.